The way I keep in touch with the world is very gingerly, because the world touches too hard. Captain Beefheart.
Today's guest on The Poet's Weave, Tony Brewer, is currently working on a chapbook of new poems. He has been writing and performing in and around the Midwest since the beginning of the end of the 20th century. I'm Jenny Kander. Somehow I don't think you touch poetry gingerly, Tony. Read to us and let's see.
Waiting room is to foxhole as confessional is to solitary confinement. I'm sorry for everything I never felt I needed to apologize for until those few moments before the doctor enters the room. Light slants through long blinds, illuminating x-rays of late November parking lot trees. His hand is out, comes to rest on my shoulder. The words sting like needles, then soothe like Percodan. Everything that hurts or might is waited out. It builds up till all the truths come out in a fever that breaks like morning after a long night fighting over lives that go on no matter who dies or stays alive in that other room. A well-lit purgatory works wonders. No heroes, only sons and daughters, mouths moved by panic. We lose our footing in the blood, humorless when instruments are dropped. And the family over there looks punch drunk, where the parents each once put their hands up to hold their grown children against the news. You run out of places quick to look, exposed under big lights that never shut off completely, trying to be patient, ready to spill it all, and all of it is going to come out. I had been prepped for years, but didn't know what to do or say, sitting there, waiting, until I hear my name. Time to go. They're waiting for me. Colophon condensed. And finally, that little tombstone block of text at the end describing the typeface and its maker and when it was cut and then remade for an age of computers and plastic keys. The solemn boast that says, "This book is not like all the others. It was specially designed by human beings for human beings, with a lineage dating back all the way to 1977. Or, if you want to get technical, 1544. The body was set in ITC gamma rampant, with headers in dirty conch, feet and folios in cadaverous bold. It says so right there in print, so it must be true, like the Bible. I imagine old Claude Garamond, Jean-Baptiste Bodoni, Anton Jansen, even that pompous son of a bitch Bill Caslin, wishing we'd all just give it a rest. Typography is an invisible gray art anyway, not for the flashy neckerchief and beret set grown up on Photoshop and Helvetica and belonging to the sexy feng shui club of graphic design. The hand, eye, and ego should disappear into the ink and type until the skin begins to glow and stain like deckled leaves. A seed's origin historians and botanists surely would wither without knowledge of. But when you sit down to dinner, it's what's on the plate and how it tastes that matters. Go ask a farmer how his hands got dirty. He won't tell you a recipe for dirt. My irreverence is disgusting, for which Herr Tischold would spank me, making tiny grunts auf Deutsch with every swat of his pica stick. It's like movie credits, I suppose. Give the gaffer his due. Let the best boy have his moment on the scroll. But, Mr. Trade 6x9, who are you trying to kid? Revealing all your secrets, when I could almost believe the text was set by lightning that burned the words into the backside of a tree, felled, stripped, folded, gathered, and trimmed by the honest hands of a modest god who miraculously designed the pages. That way, when typos creep in, it's through fault of man. The author's haste, the editor's migraine, a faceless typesetter's sloppy sin.
Poems today are by Tony Brewer. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander.